So Rick, you're a developer, and over the past 10 years, we have seen a true expansion in the number of programming languages and frameworks. Seems like a new framework's coming online virtually every week. What do to stay current?
Yeah, so that's like a great question. So first of all, I'd just like to say I prefer to stay out of those like language flame
You
wars.
mean like Java versus C sharp? We're
Yeah.
not going to go there.
I find those aren't like typically very productive conversations, and that people who are really writing code tend to shy away from that because it's sort of a tool for the job type thing. And I think that also goes towards to frameworks. So like, I look at each one comes out and think like, what kind of tool is it? What kind of job is it good for? But to really know that, I feel like I just have to get my hands on it and write some code. And that's where like I'll typically create a, what I call a development container where I can just quickly spin it up, have all the whatever specific dependencies that that it requires in that container, and just start developing on it and do some work on it for maybe an hour and a half until I get a feel for the framework. And then I'll put it down, but then I'll kind of consider a tool in my toolbox if I need it later.
Cool.